What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hi, Mike. I wanted to say, hi, Claire. How are you feeling today?
Doing a lot better. Thank you so much.
It's so good to hear you back on online. I'm glad, and continue your great recovery. Mike, what I want to talk about is the masks. They do work. The objective was to deprive children of oxygen to their brain. Secondly, to deprive them of the hard wiring developing with the ability to recognize another human faces, their affinity with one another, and to recognize that there's a solidarity between them. In adults, it simply deprives us of oxygen. And it also forces us to inhale whatever components are in those masks. So
yes.
In their sense, in their objective, the masks do work.
Well, I think that's outside the context of the discussion in this classroom there, but you're absolutely right. You know, I think it was last week, all of a sudden, they came on out saying that microplastics are now being found in human beings, and one of the potential sources for that are these masks.
Yeah, and it's going to result in emphysema in a
yes.
lot of people. It's inevitable, but also just all of the organs. I realize it wasn't in the context of the of that particular discussion, but the point is, when we look at just the plain subject, what was the purpose of the mask? We know that people exhale, they have to, and it comes out of the sides of the mask. And then the air they've exhaled is going to eventually be inhaled by someone else. So it doesn't achieve the purpose of preventing contamination in the air. Now, it does prevent spittle from ending up on someone's face,
yes.
and a cough or a sneeze, but that's a very rare instance in a public place. It's okay in a dentist's office. I want my dentist to wear a mask because I don't want to spittle in my mouth. So the concept of the masks was really to force us to limit the oxygen we intake, which supports all of the entire system of our body, and particularly the brain. But in
yes.
children, it's most detrimental in allowing the hard wiring to develop naturally. So they're going to be gravely at the mercy of whoever it is that is. Now, the people that we should be objecting to. I mean, I think what bothers me is that we're still talking about things as though we're surprised. It's worthy of comment that the officials that have placed themselves in power without being elected are not observing the laws, the Constitution, and every other moral decency.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do about it? We now know that we no longer have a legitimate government, that we have, as the head of state, a mummified creature whose skin is so pulled back that it's, and his brain clearly is running on electrodes. He's not even human. I mean, he's a creature. What are we going to? And then we have a presumed a nominee for SCOTUS, who is clearly not even a woman, because if she doesn't acknowledge her own womanhood, who is going to? What can be done? I'm asking, is there anything that needs to be done where we do finally step over a certain line? So far, we've only been complaining. Eventually, we're not even going to be able to act on
I wouldn't call it complaining. We're trying to basically educate the public as to just how absurd all of this has become. And, you know, we're trying to fight the absurdity with a good dose of common sense.
Is that enough? Has that been enough?
I certainly hope so.
What kind of outcomes can we realistically expect from becoming educated about being dominated, owned, and manipulated?
I think looking at the poll numbers, and more importantly, just talking to everybody around you, I think people, by and large, the majority of people have become totally disenfranchised with the government. They don't think the government works for them. They don't trust the government. And, that is definitely one of the keystones toward a collapse.
Yes. Yeah, if the people are still able to take action on it. Now, I'm speaking from my perspective here in Canada. I know half the Canadians have long been predisposed to brainwashing and to being dominated. I don't know how much of that exists in the longstanding populace of the America, of the U.S., and how much influence the immigrants coming in, what their expected role, what their orders are when they go over that border. They're not just giving them money and say, okay, we'll distribute you. They must be giving them an assignment as well.
Oh, yeah, vote Democratic.
Vote Democratic, but even beyond that, there's got to be, I'm just highly suspicious of it all. But again, I just tend to always try to look too far in advance, perhaps. And maybe I'm just not the most optimistic person. Anyway, the important thing is Claire is back. Good news.
Yes.
And let's just hope that education really does trigger the brain to function as it should. Okay. Mm-hmm. Take care, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Joe in Oklahoma. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, couple subjects. You were talking about you and Claire were talking about the commodity prices and whether or not there's going to be enough food to go around. And, you know, bottom line, and I am a farmer.
And, good.
But anymore, the driving force that motivates a farmer is price. And be that on at the grain elevator, be it on the Board of Trade, or the welfare that he gets from his government. And, you know, you can talk all you want about this faction or that faction getting welfare, but farmers are the biggest welfare recipients there are. It really makes them angry when I say that, but I'm 73 years old, and I guess I can say it to whoever now.
Okay.
But take Kansas City wheat, for instance. If it opens at $10 this morning, it can and has moved $1.50 a bushel up or down
okay.
in the last 60 days. And what happens is they have allowed the speculators to buy and sell grain and price the grain without owning the commodity.
The farmer that's a big problem.
It is a major problem, but how do you get past it? And until that's addressed, you're going to have major issues in food production. It really is. The other thing is I wanted to bring up is you're talking about education.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our smart school teachers and college professors, and I am a four-year recipient from Oklahoma State.
Okay.
And so I think I'm qualified to make these comments. But everybody wants to teach evolution.
Yeah.
And these little children that they're trying to force female sexuality on the males and male sexuality on the females, you know, that goes against all the evolution that was ever, ever conceived.
You make a very good point.
If you believe in evolution, you can't go with this kind of crap that they're teaching in school. They're talking out of both sides of their mouth. Because
yep.
all you have to do is go to nature and look and watch. And those people that we're speaking of, they don't survive in the real world. And there's no mother or no daddy to coach them on their sexuality. They grow up being what they are. So why don't we just do that and tell the damn education system to go straight to hell? I'm sorry, but that's the way I feel.
No, I understand exactly how you feel. Education was supposed to be about education, and instead it's become, you know, indoctrination into the liberal woke agenda, and it's harming our kids.
all I can see every time I turn on the evening news in at Oklahoma City, all they talk about is more funding for education, more funding for education, more funding for the schools. We've got to have ball games. We've got to have swimming teams. We've got to have this. We've got to have that. And, you know, that isn't going to put groceries on your table, man.
Yeah.
So that's my soapbox for the day. I continue to listen, and I enjoy RBN. I'm a staunch supporter, have been since the days of WWCR in Nashville, Tennessee.
I remember when we were on WWCR a long time ago. Wish we still had
that. I've been here ever since. God bless you all.
All right, well, thank you.
Glad Carter's getting along good. Bye.
Thanks. Very much.
All right, we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Mike in Notre Dame. Mike, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? I missed the first hour of the show, but I was listening last night. Great show. And I was watching the news afterwards, and Biden signed an anti-lynching bill. I think the politicians are making it a federal hate crime. I think the politicians are afraid of us people.
Look at how they're trying to get around that Second Amendment.
Right. And then I guess they're trying to pass a cannabis bill on Friday for the nation, so they can tax all that.
Keep us all too stoned to rebel.
Yeah, I guess. But hey, great show! I enjoy listening to you. That anti-lynching bill just hit a bell with me. They're afraid of us now.
Yeah, they really are, and it's pandering to a segment of our society in advance of the midterm elections. The reality is that murder is wrong, and murder already has laws against it. But they're using the buzzword lynching because it's got racial overtones, and that's what they're trying to milk for the for votes in the coming midterm elections.
Yeah, correct. They were saying this was a bill signed due to a lynching in 1955.
Yeah. Long time ago.
Yes, sir. Okay, well, you have a good night, or good day, and hi, Claire. I'm glad you're home.
Thank you so much. I'm glad I'm home. Very much so.
I believe it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for the call. The phone lines are all open now, 512-248-8252, and I'm going to do a little adjustment on your microphone here so we can hear you better.
Okay.
Getting on back to wokeness, it's very interesting that the Disney organization, which we think of as movies, TV shows, amusement parks,
family friendly
especially, is wading into this whole issue of parents' rights and indoctrination of children in the school. And we have come to understand that much of the top management at Disney is now part of the LGBTQ community, and they are using that platform to promote the agenda, even though it risks bankrupting the entire corporation, because people are just turning off, and they could wind up losing the company, and of course everybody who's invested in Disney is going to lose their money as well. This is not good management here. But Disney has been basically lying about Governor Ron DeSantis' bill down in Florida, the Parental Rights in Education bill. And the Disney company spread false claims about the legislation and vowed to fight for its repeal. And, of course, the media and liberal activists have been saying it's the Don't Say Gay bill, which actually doesn't say that at all. It simply says that below a certain age, children should not be exposed to any kind of sexual education or LGBTQ education or transgender education. That's all it says. And the LGBTQ, which in this case does not stand for Let's Get Biden to Quit, they're out there. They definitely want to indoctrinate children, you know, when they're very, very young, and say, this is cool. This is really nice. You should want this. And, you know, outside the context of a school, this will be considered grooming. Grooming the kids to be available to pedophiles. Okay? So, anyway, Disney released a statement Monday, again, recycling the lie, saying it's the Don't Say Gay bill, and saying it never should have passed. And they issued a statement saying, we're dedicated to standing up for the rights and safety of LGBTQ plus members of the Disney family, as well as the LGBTQ family all across the country. This is actually going to negatively impact the Disney empire. I certainly don't want to have anything to do anymore with anything coming out of that Mickey Mouse outfit. Okay, we have a caller on the line, Terry in Texas. Hello, Terry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi there, Mike. I was just going to bring forth the story I saw in the local news here this week, and it had to do with who is responsible for the increase in gas prices. And after their fact checkers came to the conclusion that the independent station owners, you know, the oil companies don't actually own the stations anymore. They're all independently owned. And the fact that they didn't have any regulations on them, how much they could bring the price up, that it was their fault that they were increasing the prices so much that they were going up like they were. Now, if that's not deflection from the fact that, you know, they...
Well, yeah, Biden, that's what Biden has been doing since day one. First, it was Putin's fault. Nobody bought that one. Then they were saying it was the oil company's fault. Nobody bought that one. Now they're going to try and say it's the independent station's fault. Nobody's going to go for that one. So what are they going to do? It's the fault of the guy actually sticking the hose in the car. It's the fault of Joe Biden for shutting down the Keystone XL. It's the fault of Joe Biden for blocking additional exploration and drilling that Trump had started. And Biden said, no, it's a Trump thing. We can't allow that to happen. Now they're talking about shutting down these two pipelines coming down from Canada. And, you know, Biden told us he was going to do this when he was campaigning back in 2020. He said, I am going to end the use of fossil fuel. And he's doing it no matter how much damage it causes to the American people.
Yeah, that's very true. There's another interesting scenario playing out here in Texas. I don't know if you've seen it, but they've got independent oil drillers are basically drilling their own wells on private property here.
Yeah, I heard that.
And they're talking about, you know, it's going to take X amount of months to bring it to this level and this level and this level, which brings me kind of to the thinking that, what do you think about if Texas was to basically start a state bank and kind of run, you know, control a little bit more of where our money production in the state goes?
I think it would be a very good idea.
Yeah, and I think they could actually decide a lot more where our money would and wouldn't go, such as the school districts and such.
Yep.
And so I just think that that's kind of an interesting take on things. I don't know if they'll go that way, but here in Texas, at least they're looking ahead to kind of at least give a little more independence to our oil distribution here and elsewhere as far as that goes. You know, we could actually trade with other states.
We learned from the old Soviet Union that central control of a nation's resources does not work. You know, that supply and demand is a very regional kind of a concept, and the more centralized power gets, the more out of touch they are with the realities on the ground.
Right. And, I mean, basically what Biden's administration has done is put a blockade on America. I mean, they basically started they've basically shut down every distribution of goods and energy to their own country. And that was way before, you know, Putin or Russia even got involved, so...
Oh, yeah.
How do we counter that?
Well, you know, I think, you know, people are already pulling back on their driving, and I think we're going to see that infrastructure start to crack and collapse. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, Terry, we're going to let you go. We have open phone lines, 512-238-8252. We'll be right back.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
The money, honey, we got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1, whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The
Welcome back to our show, and we have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. Just call on in. And meanwhile, I just got an interesting email basically talking about the fertilizer shortage, and it says Belarus supplies about 20% of the world's share of fertilizer. Lithuania got the EU to impose sanctions last summer. Then the United States went one better and banned Belarusian fertilizer. Then the EU followed the United States in that. I think Russia's share of the global market is even higher. From what I understand, manufacturing artificial fertilizer relies heavily on large amounts of natural gas. This isn't some supply chain hiccup. It's absurd sanctions that will result in famines in the third world. Actually, probably in the first world as well. Alrighty, getting on back to wokeness here. This is kind of a silly story, and I can understand the upset, but somebody made a goof here. There was this lesbian couple, Heather Wilhelm Rotenberg and her wife Robin Rotenberg Wilhelm, went to a fertility clinic for one of them to get pregnant, and they insisted, "We want a female child." And this fertility clinic in upstate New York said that they could guarantee the child would be female. But then when Heather visited the doctor for the 15-week checkup, they found out that Heather was carrying a boy, and they just went totally ballistic. Their son was born in December 2020, and now the couple is suing the fertility clinic on 11 counts, including medical malpractice, breach of contract, and even battery, saying that this boy child was put inside against her will, just like rape. I think that's taking it a little bit too far, and frankly, I feel very sorry for this male child, growing up in such a hostile environment here. And that really is kind of ugly there.
Damaging, yeah.
Okay, a lot of undercover operations going on, and this one was kind of weird. Steven Crowder basically came on out regarding the academic discipline known as fat studies, okay, which certainly did not exist when I was in school. We studied things like physics and chemistry and history and geology and all kinds of fun stuff like that here. But, you know, the liberal academic establishment, if you will, they're constantly inventing new things to say, this is a study. And therefore, I should get, you know, a nice salary for being a professor in whatever the subject it was going to be. And the latest one is fat studies, okay? They are out there studying fat people and so forth and so on. I mean, you know, normal dietary studies sort of cover this issue here. But what the fat studies conference is all about is not how to achieve a healthy lifestyle. It's about the evils of fat shaming and how, you know, media and science has oppressed fat women. And, of course, it's all the fault of us skinny white males here. It really is kind of absurd. Okay. Elon Musk is out there doing all kinds of things now. He's opened up a new factory over in Germany and was dancing all over there. And Elon Musk is now out there saying that he thinks humans need to become cyborgs or risk irrelevance. And I'm not too sure about that. I mean, yeah, at my age and my health situation, I think a trip down to Westworld to get an overhaul, you know, might not be a bad idea.
I'm up for it.
Yeah, okay, all right. But, you know, the idea is, I mean, so far, this the work on the Neuralink has not worked out very well. The animal tests have not really been very, very good. So we need to sort of kind of slow on the development of this technology. And I think a greater issue is at what point, as you become transhumanist, which is what this is all about, the merging of humans and technology, at what point do you cease being human? At what point do you cease being an individual? At what point do you lose your sense of self? And are we, in fact, headed for a technological world that operates like a bee colony or an ant colony, where everybody knows their role and they're born into it, they do it, they die, end of story, and very little conscious thought here. So anyway, Musk was speaking to an audience at the World Government Summit in Dubai. And he said, over time, I think we will probably see a closer merger of biological intelligence and digital intelligence. And, you know, I'm a big fan of the science fiction writings of William Gibson, Neuromancer, Burning Chrome, and so forth. I'm not sure I'm ready to be that plugged into a computer. All right, we got to take another break for commercials. We've got a caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Working 2 jobs since never seen to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him.
Back to our show here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to James in Vancouver. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello. It would be impossible for us to have a fertilizer shortage because you can always make fertilizer with the Haber-Bosch process.
Okay.
This was a process invented by Fritz Haber in 1902 in Germany. And it was a synthetic process, simply using the nitrogen molecules in the air,
okay,
and reacting them with hydrogen, and bingo, you get ammonia, and from ammonia, you get ammonium nitrate. And they thought that World War I would only be 6 months because the Germans would run out of explosives.
Yes.
Turned out they could have kept on going, but anyway, all it is these people are deliberately spreading this news in order to panic other markets. And also for oil, you can make oil from CO2 if you want. Use the Fischer-Tropsch process, again, invented in Germany in the 1920s. So Germany never really ran out of gasoline, of course. But anyway, this is all made up. And I was wondering if I could give your show a scoop. Would you like a scoop?
Yeah, why not?
All right, let's give it a go. apparently, from some of my sources up here, I learned a couple of days ago that they have inked a contract to build a bullet train from up here in Vancouver to down there in Seattle.
Cool. That would be nice.
Well, anyway, I thought I'd share that with you guys. And it hasn't been publicized yet, but I guess we're doing that now. So, anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know, I remember when we lived near Seattle for a while, actually out right. in North Bend, but we would drive up to Vancouver all the time, and we loved it up there.
Yeah. Well, I'm guessing, now I don't know this for sure, but I'm 99.99% sure that it will be financed by China.
See? Yeah, China's real big on these kind of investments.
Right. And, well, you've got Chinese population up here in Vancouver, and they want to go shopping in Seattle or whatever, you know, back and forth. So this is a new dynamic, I think, for the border, where you'll have this mass transit across, you know, the 49th parallel.
Well, it's going to make customs and border enforcement a little bit tricky, but, you know, basically the train terminals would be international terminals.
Like one of the reporters on RBN says, "Won't that be nice?"
yeah,
they'll be pulling their hair up. But well, okay. Again, all the best to you guys, and you take care now. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. We have open lines 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Joe in Alaska. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
That was it.
Hello, Joe. Are you there? I guess we lost him. Okay. All right. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. Looking at some other news, it looks like, at least over in Great Britain, the governing body for college athletics is going to change the rules to avoid another controversy like Leah Thomas. They're basically going to say, you know, if you're going to compete in women's sports, you must be a biological woman. And I think, you know, finally some common sense is definitely breaking out on that one here. Meanwhile, Anthony Fauci is already out there saying Americans need to be prepared for another round of COVID restrictions. They're absolutely going to, you know, come clamping down. And, you know, it's really ridiculous how this has, it keeps recurring. I mean, it was supposed to be 2 weeks to flatten the curve. We're now in year number three. We have all these studies showing that the vaccines not only do not work, they are harmful. The masks don't work. Social distancing doesn't work. And yet Anthony Fauci is out there saying, you will do what I tell you to do, and, you know, or you're going to die horribly. So it's a terrible, terrible situation there. Anyway, Claire, what are your thoughts about some of this stuff that's going on here?
One of the things I think we have to do, it can get absolutely overwhelming.
Yes.
And I think one of the things we have to kind of steel ourselves for is to pull back a little bit so that we can see what the big picture is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, last week, President Biden made some comments that Americans are going to be feeling food shortages.
And it's all Vladimir Putin's fault.
No. It's certainly not Vlad Putin's fault. But folks, take a look at your big box provider. Go in there with lists. First of all, figure out what the heck you've got in your pantry. What do you have in your cabinet so that you know? And then go out, have a list, stick to the list, buy what you need. Now, this includes canned food, potable water, any kind of medications for you, your family, or your pets, just in case supply chain goes a little bit sideways.
Mm-hmm.
And just start looking in your neighborhood. Who do you feel you could work with? Who do you feel you might be able to trade skills with if things really go south? It's a time not for panic. It is a time for extreme logic and emotional and moral responsibility, particularly if you have family.
Yes, absolutely.
That's critical. If you have little ones, you have to make sure that they have healthy, good food and stuff that stores well.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to look at, again, water and powdered milk and what is the best formulation of that if your kids are milk drinkers. That's a huge source of protein. It's really important. And the other thing I would like people to understand when they do this pullback and they're looking at all this stuff, please remember that every 4 years, we have an illusion of choice in this government. But what we wind up with is the kinder, gentler face of the military-industrial complex. No matter what that face looks like, that's what you're getting. And I wish that there was some more transparency with both political parties so that someone, let's say, like Gabby, help me.
Tulsi Gabbard?
Tulsi Gabbard, yes. That someone like that could actually present her credentials, which are incredible.
Yes.
Samoan American woman, very highly educated, and she's a vet.
Yeah, served in a combat zone.
You know, but the Democrats didn't even give her the courtesy of a nod because she was not pleasing enough to the military-industrial complex.
She may not have been part of the narcocracy.
Yeah, that's possible, too.
That's something that's becoming more and more obvious is the degree to which drug lords are running our government. I mean, defund the police, crime runs wild, taxpayer-funded needles, taxpayer-funded crack pipes. I mean, that sounds like, you know, heaven for, you know, a drug lord.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I am very, very concerned that people need to start acting now. If you haven't, okay, you need to start moving forward now.
Yep.
Planning, prepping, what does the bug out kit need? If you feel that you need to bug out because there is some kind of danger in your immediate facility, you need this. And please start to do it logically and intelligently now.
You know, being a prepper now is a trend. It's a fashionable thing.
Oh, yeah.
I remember a few years ago, oh, those preppers, they're paranoid. Nothing's going to happen
here.
They're
crazy.
You know, and, you know, how do you tell the preppers? They're the ones not eating out of the trash dumpsters following a disaster.
Amen.
Okay, we have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Stan in South Dakota. Hello, Stan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I was going to talk about Musk, but I'll talk about him second. The fertilizer shortage is all part of the green thing that people think is for the environment. But you see, fertilizer is an explosive. This is all about disarming America. Getting rid of fertilizer production in America is just like getting rid of, you know, the machine shops in St. Paul, Minnesota, so you can't make your own guns eventually. It's all about clearing out. It's all about clearing the landscape from anything that you can put together as a weapon against the ruling class. Mm-hmm. This comes out of Rothschild. You're going to find chlorine, 5% chlorine for your swimming pool is going to be made into a shortage too, because they're eventually going to take that away from you because you can make plastic explosives out of chlorine if you know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. So anything that can be made into a weapon, what they're doing is basically taking away your matches. So we can make all sorts of fertilizer. I mean, we don't need the Russians or those people. But they just don't want to have the public to have access to that stuff in the future. And it's all it's a slow roll away from anything that can be made into a bomb. Okay, as far as Elon Musk goes.
No, I agree with you. I remember when Claire and I first moved to Hawaii, we were allowed to have fireworks on 4th of July and New Year's, you know, big, really spectacular fireworks. And by the time we left, all that we were allowed were these party poppers, you know, a little tiny thing. You pull the string and it goes pop, and a little bit of paper comes out. That's all we were allowed to have.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about just eventually, someday in the future, I don't know how long they figure it's going to take, but it's there for their posterity. It's there for their great-great-great-grandchildren. to totally disarm the peasants. So they'll have nothing available to them to do a revolution, secede from the union, not pay your social, not pay your taxes. So that's what this is all about. The green is a hoax. It's a disarmament. That's all it is. Now, where Elon Musk goes, what he's doing is he is torturing animals for profit. If you don't think those pigs are having a good time, them sticking chips into their head.
They're definitely not having a good time. I understand a lot of them. It's not working out well at all.
You know, this, you know, making animals suffer for profit is something that was done in Germany. And when Hitler came to power, he stopped it. Okay? Believe it or not, that ruthless Hitler stopped the experiments on animals. So I think Musk, you know, you could praise. I don't like Elon Musk, and I don't know where he got his money, but I definitely think it's the international mafia that's behind Musk. This guy didn't come out from somewhere.
I think we just jumped the shark on that one. I'm sorry. I mean, Elon Musk has sort of, you know, started out with the Tesla company, then SpaceX, and there's no question he's a sharp operator. And, you know, if you're going to be developing any kind of a medical technology, sadly, animal testing is going to be required. At least he's not putting little beagle puppies in wire cages around their head and letting insects eat them.
Whether that's true or not, who knows? But I don't know.
Well, no, there are photographs. There are photographs of the beagle experiments.
Yeah, okay. But where did Elon Musk, for example, Henry Ford didn't become the richest man in the world in the automobile industry. How does Elon Musk become the richest man in the world with electric cars and dinking around the space program? This guy is a front for international money laundering.
No, I disagree. I disagree. You know, he's very good at leveraging, he's invested his money. He personally lives a rather austere life, you know, unlike a lot of other billionaires. He doesn't have a collection of giant yachts and stuff. You know, his universe is out there in the universe. And, before we start saying he's a front for international mafia, I'd like to see some documentation. If you want to talk about a front for international crime, let's talk Hunter Biden. Let's talk the Clinton family. Let's talk the Bush family. Okay. Because there's a lot more evidence that they're tangled up with international crime and drug lords than there is Elon Musk.
Well, look, Bill Gates is in everybody's house, and he's not the richest man in the world. And I just having a hard time finding out where Elon Musk gathered all this wealth, messing around with the electric cars and the space program, which, you know, is basically a fraud.
Stan, we're going to have to agree to disagree. Having worked for NASA myself in my youth, I'm looking at what Elon Musk is doing, and he's making it work. The biggest breakthrough was the reusable boosters, which save so much money on the launches, and that's why everybody is coming to Elon Musk's SpaceX to get this stuff taken care of. So anyway, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. You know, don't call in and say Elon Musk is a front for international crime without something to back it up other than your saying so, because your saying so doesn't make it so. Never really has. All righty. Getting into some other news here. We're coming up on the end of the program. We're seeing a story now where Apple and Meta actually handed over customer data to hackers who pretended to be law enforcement officials, and they had fake legal requests, you know, subpoenas and stuff, and they turned it all over, and Apple and Meta just turned over all the data to them. So huge, huge embarrassment there.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's definitely, definitely an ouch. And, you know, I would really, really like to see this government cracked down on computer crime. And it's really kind of amazing when you have all these people out there saying, oh, there's going to be a Russian cyber attack, there's going to be this and that, and yet our government's approach to cyber crime seems so lackadaisical. And it's probably because there is a lot of money to be made in computer security. okay? If we, you know, start crucifying the computer criminals on live TV and it stops, then that commerce doesn't exist anymore and it can't be taxed. It's the reason your tax forms, this being tax season, if you ever wondered why they're so complicated, it's to create and support the tax preparation industry, okay? We don't manufacture anymore, so our economy rests on created jobs. Okay, and let's see. All right, we're going to start with Dustin in New Jersey. And, Dustin, I'm going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind? In fact, we are at the commercial break right now. So, Dustin, stay there. I'm going to come right back to you after these few words.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today, and we're going to go to Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
I'll be real quick. Claire, I hope you're doing fine. Number two, hate crime legislation on lynching. is there a clause that exempts it for Russian people?
Probably.
Three, there's some Azov left, not from Mariupol. They were sent before Mariupol went down to the eastern Donetsk region, that cauldron. So they're stuck in there with the best Ukrainian fighters also. And Putin runs Bartertown, Mike, because those, you know, he gave them some time to switch over to buy rubles. Now, Mike, they got to buy rubles from Russian banks, right? They have to violate their own sanctions to buy rubles.
That's exactly right.
So they're screwed themselves. I mean, oh my God. I mean, they're so screwed because if they don't, Germany, their whole industry is run on natural gas pretty much. I mean, they're so screwed.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, it's either no power or they're going to be propping up the ruble. Putin wins.
Yeah.
He won. That's it, Mike. Have a good show. Good night.
All right. Thank you very much here. And, well, let's see. We still have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. And again, a reminder that I'm taking a sabbatical away from RBN for the rest of this week and for possibly 2 weeks after that, because we got to get the What Really Happened website back up and running. And again, thank you for all your support. A lot of people sent in suggestions, some of which worked out. And I have this developer working on the site. At this point, I think what we're going to do is go with this new hosting provider who will allow me to have a dedicated server running the older PHP that will let the website run correctly. So it's going to come back looking and acting pretty much the way it did before. Both good and bad, and so we'll get that taken care of here. And Claire, anything you want to add? We got like about a minute left here.
I think we need to all also be very kind to ourselves and each other.
Yes,
we are being thrown. It was codified in a wonderful word, humilitainment.
Yes.
Yes. And from Zero Hedge, we are being thrown all of these real quick, forceful issues that we're supposed to respond to and that are supposed to emotionally trigger us. Back off.
Yeah.
Don't let the emotional trigger happen.
By the way, polls are showing the majority of Americans sided with Will Smith. They think Chris Rock went across a red line there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we are coming up on the end of the program right now, so stay tuned to the National Intel Report. Tom D. and Ron O'Donnell are taking the microphone tonight. Please go on out to social media and post republicbroadcasting.org. Please continue to donate. And we'll be back in a couple of weeks. So aloha, America.
Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.